Fred Film Radio, Berlin International Film Festival, Germany.
Fred Film Radio, this is Chiara Nicoletti from the 71st Berlinale. I'm in company of Joanna Agi Thomas and Khalil Correghe, directors of Memory Box Screening in Competition. So, welcome. Thank you so much for being with me and with us.
Hello. Hello. Thank you for the invitation.
So, first of all, would you tell me more about the genesis of the film? I read that it is inspired by a real correspondence between you, Joanna, and a friend of yours, but it is actually a combination of both your, let's say, adolescence memories and memorabilia.
Yeah, it's based on correspondences that I had with my best friend. She had to leave for Paris. And I was in Beirut. It was the 80s, and we thought we did a pact together. We have to write to each other every day, and we did. So we wrote to each other from 82 to 88 every day, and recorded tape. At that time, we used to do that and write letters. And then we lost contact for 25 years. And when we were reunited, we decided to exchange our correspondency. And she kept everything. I did so also. And I had all these archives in my hands, and I read them, and I thought, wow, it's very strange, the fact that I kind of revisited all those years and the person that I was at that moment, the relations that I had. So there was this idea of memory and rewriting of this memory and history. And also, Khalil and me, we have a daughter, and our daughter, Alia, she really wanted to read them, those notebooks. She was 13 at that time, so the same age that I was when I started writing. And I felt that maybe it's not really interesting to give her all those notebooks, but we felt it's an interesting story and we could make a film out of it.
But I have to say that one of the things I actually loved about the film is this connecting between past and present. I mean, two adolescences, the daughter's one and the mother's. I thought that it would help us understand what, personally, I always thought that the dynamics change, the way through we experience things change, but not the very essence of that particular moment in life, which is very, very energetic, very intense.
Intense. Yeah, it's about intensity. Of course, living in adolescence, being a teenager today, you will develop different tools to register, to record your life. So it's your phone, actually. And I saw my daughter using her phone a lot, and she was actually, because we incorporate my archive also as a photographer in the film. So I have an archive during 20 years of nearly 50,000 images. And my daughter on Snapchat did 60,000 images in 6 months, meaning there's an acceleration of the flux of images. Of course, we are not judgmental about this kind of relation of images, but it have consequences. It have issues that are very interested in terms of what are you transmitting, your relation to the body, to the public. All that issue are very interesting about the notion of transmission. What are you transmitting? So it give us the context for our fiction.
It's when you're you have children, and they in a way go out from this the childhood, and they confront you as a person. It brings back a lot to you. It brings back those questions like, how I was at the same age? Did I fulfill my dreams? Where is my intensity? Where is the intensity that I put in my relationship? For example, this friendship that I used to tell her everything. It was so strong. So we wanted to re-question all this, what do we do with all those years and how we live them today.
Yeah, there's a moment in which the daughter tells her friend, I don't recognize this woman. She's not my mom I used to think about her. So that's very important and very universal, I think. That's one of the most universal topics you faced yourself with in this film.
Especially after a rupture, when you have a big rupture, You cannot stay the same. There's a discontinuity. So, but little with time, with work, you have to build bridges over this rupture.
Yeah, it's like if you find a box wherever you are, you know, with stories from your mother at the same age or as younger, and you see, it's always something that we feel about our parents, like because we have like a lot of problem imagining or a lot of difficulty imagining how they were at our age and see them as persons and they're always our parents, you know. There are not persons, and at moments where I love the moment where Alex finally she looks at her mother and she has like compassion for her. She has like other kind of feelings that only, you know, this daughter mother relation.
How did you decide to what to highlight of that particular moment and what wasn't relevant for the story?
The story, we built the story with the scriptwriter, Gaël Massé. And from the start, we wanted to take our distance with the notebooks. The notebooks and the pictures of Khalil that are very present also in the film would be like archives and documents that we would use like tools in the film. But the story, it will be the story that will lead us, you know, and we will feed the story in a way, because it was very important for us to do this experimentation of using archival documents and also we use also newspapers, many different kind of media, Super 8, many different media to integrate it in the story and visually give this sensuality and this strength to the story and so people and audience would feel and the texture of the film, the texture of memory.
I like that. And let's talk about, like, talking about what to keep and what to highlight. I mean, let's talk about the historical connection, the historical facts to include in the film. I mean, how important was for you to connect this personal story with history, also in terms of speaking on a more political and social level and connecting it to what we're experiencing right now?
When we are being artists from that region, you cannot be not political, meaning you are all what you are doing, the kind of camera you are using, and the kind of editing you are going to have is political. Here, but in the same time, when we were reading the notebook of Joanna, even if they were really detailed, we were not understanding anything about the war because it was just a frame. It was her context, but we were not able to understand the event. And it was very interesting to see just this will to live, this energy and this intensity in a place where she was not understanding all the political events, especially
I was understanding them, but I couldn't. I was not telling them because it was the event of every day. So I was not writing the history. I was writing my life, my daily life. And so it's like Khalil was saying, it's very interesting because it's sometimes somehow you would feel war, but you would not really understand what happened. And in Lebanon, there's a lot of different connections that happened between the players of the war. So we didn't really want to go inside this. It's not a story about the war in Lebanon. Mm-hmm. It's a story about the war is like a frame, and it's like the daily life.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So we are more interested in the anecdotes, in its etymologist meaning the small stories that are kept secrets?
A story kept secret, the ones that you don't tell, the ones that we don't show, you know, because when you see Lebanon or regions like that, countries, you always see the headlines of it or things that happen that are very events, you know, but there is a daily life. And this part, this representation are not shown. And we wanted to show this representation of the country. It's a different representation. It's images that we can believe in, that are closer to us, that is what we want to show of ourselves. We don't only want to show what, you know, a news show.
We have to produce a different image. Mm-hmm. It's our kind of resistance, a resistance to the main narrative. So we have to be in a place of an alternative by shifting the gaze on and by showing those story kept secrets. So it's really for us a fight to be in that place, in that particular place.
How do you think the film speaks to the present day? Because I found some similarities, you know, in the way that young people are experiencing the moment we're living in, which is not a war moment, but still it's a moment that adolescents in particular have difficulty to process.
Yeah, it's true.
You know, we shot the film and nearly finished it before the COVID crisis. And a lot of critics are underlining the fact that it's a film post-COVID, meaning even if it was shot before, but it's about two women that are confined because a snowstorm in Canada, and they have time to dig into their own archives, meaning this is what everybody did during the first confinement. So in a way, yes. So this is what is incredible. It's when you do something in a moment and it's still echoing after, meaning it's still relevant after. So for us, it's still talking about our present, even more today than before. it's very curious. We don't understand. It's not a will, because you cannot plan to do this, but this is actually something that you feel.
It also says something about, you know, cycles. Like it's all, there's a moment today where we all in a different intensity are very lost, disoriented, in a kind of despair, and we don't really, we are afraid of what is going to happen. Yet we try to continue. We try to survive. We try to write. If we write, we try to create. We try to work. We try to continue. And this is a little bit what happens during wars. You see, it's not like that. You're not always surviving only. You go to school. We went to school. We had like fun. We had like things that happened in our life. Boyfriend, love. So this is a moment where there is a parallel between today, where there is a pandemic that is in a way holding our lives and we don't know what to do with it. But in the same time, we have to continue, because if we don't continue, we cannot just stop and freeze, because the moment is like that. We have to continue and to ask ourselves, what can I do to take this time and make it a profitable one? Something that I would learn from. And I think this happened, you know, in a way in the film, it says something about that also. And how you can hold to something positive, some light, some, you know.
One last thing, I have to say that we all loved the film, and we all loved the music choices in the film. Just to quote you, one way or another, Dust in the Wind. So, and this music and these songs have very emotional moments attached to them. So was your selection an emotional one as well?
Yeah, of course. These are the kind of music we still listen. The music has to do, of course, it had reminiscence, but it have also certain kind of energy. And this is something you see in the film, when the characters re-listen to certain music, it would give them an energy to do things. So, and music is about also transmission. We are very pleased to see when our daughter, who is from a different generation, still enjoy our kind of music. If we have to talk about our
kind. Yeah, if when she listened to David Bowie, like we, the first time you had like, I did well my job in a way. But music was the one that were also in the tapes. So in all the cassettes, because, you know, at that time we used to record from the radio. We didn't have a lot of money to buy the music at that time. So radio, we would record and we would miss the...
You will always miss the beginning.
The beginning of the music. So we took also some music that was...
And you will have a voiceover on the music and comment on it. I love this moment.
I love this song. You know, it was sharing. Music is like a perfect thing that we can all share all over the world.
So by doing this, just, you see, adding voices on the music, adding the surrounding of the place, you see how it is layered, how complex it is. So when you listen to a tape, you listen to the music, you listen to the person who is dedicating this music, you will listen to the room, to the bombing that is happening somewhere and things like this. So it's fascinating to
see
the different actions.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much for this interview.
Thank you so much.
And we've been talking to Joanna Agi-Thomas and Khalil Khorege, directors of Memory Box screening at the 71st Berlinale in competition. And this is Chiara Nicoletti for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.